The MP for Shire Osudoku, David Asumeng, says it is important for the government to give urgent attention to the redemarcation of the constituency to ensure coordinated development of the area. He noted that the constituency is large and makes effective administration difficult. Another issue of concern is that the Shire Osudoku constituency is located in a large district, the Dangbe West, which also must be considered for redemarcation into two districts. Mr. Asumeng was speaking to Radio Ghana on why development projects in the constituency are delaying. It will be recalled that Radio Ghana recently carried a report where some residents of Topo, a town in the constituency, called for work to be accelerated on social amenities like classroom blocks and electricity supply. Mr. Asumeng first comments on the progress on the provision of such amenities.
This is a cry of all the constituents. I mean, the place is so large. The Dangbe West district is the largest district in the whole Greater Accra region. It covers over 41% of the Greater Accra land, and it's so large. And so that has been our cry, and I think that that cry is receiving attention now from government, whereby at least we'll have the district split into two, for us to have at least the Nigo Pampram area also having a district, then the Shire Osudoku area having another district. I mean, that is our plea, and I believe that this plea will be heeded by this listening government. In addition, the constituency is very large. We have the Osudoku area, which covers a very large area, and then the Shire area, which also covers another large area. And so it makes work very difficult for, you know, one MP to administer. And so secondly, is for us to have, you know, two constituencies within that area, for us quicken the pace of development in that area. And so I want to use this medium to also urge that this has been our cry and plea, that that area will see some attention in terms of the demarcation of districts and then constituencies.
On the issue of redemarcation of the Shire Osudoku constituency, Mr. Asumeng said it is long overdue.
I'm extremely grateful that the president has turned his attention to developing the Dangbe West district, for that matter, the rural areas in this country. The towns like Chumpu, Topo, Agbogbochepo, Fokwe, Jompo, Abuviakpom are now on the grid. Our appeal now is to the concerned agencies to fasten their move to provide the people with meters so that they can begin to enjoy these facilities.
Do you mean to say the area has been connected, but just that various houses have not been connected, especially Topo?
Exactly so. For so long a time, these areas have been neglected. These are areas that are suffering as a result of the construction of the Akosomu and the Kwam Dam. Yet still, they've not enjoyed the national electrification facility. I am constantly in touch with the Ministry of Energy, for that matter, the ECG. I believe that the assurance I've received from them shows that meters are within reach for provision to that area. I hope that they will back their words and act as early as possible for the people to start enjoying this facility. As a member of the district tender board, I can say for sure that it was just last week that contract has been awarded for the construction of a chief compound in Topo. Currently, they are using facility from the chief's house. I mean, the chief of the town has provided part of his building for that facility. And what we are now going to do is to put up a complete project outside the chief's palace to house the health personnel to provide the facilities for the schools and the surrounding areas.
With respect to education, what is the state of affairs of the educational facilities in your constituency, particularly those around Topo?
Through the intervention of the Get Farm project, most communities are now being provided with chief classroom facilities. Communities like Asujare, and then the estate, and then Lubuse, and Jerusalem, Agoto, the Adankope, inclusive.
You heard the MP for Shire Osudoku, David Asumeng, on the urgent need to redemarcate the constituency into two to ensure effective administration and coordinated development of the area.